Spot on Pots and Nursery had a shock when they got to work this morning. And on the line, I've got Carly from Spot on Pots. Oh, got to press the right button here. Carly, are you there?
Yes.
Sorry about that. I was just pressing the wrong buttons, just getting all in a tizzy, because the thing is, you guys have discovered that you were robbed overnight.
Yeah, very disappointing.
Yeah, so what have they taken?
Oh, they've taken quite a lot of pitostrums, enough to create an instant hedge, but it will be very mismatched because they certainly are not the same sizes or the same variety.
Mm-hmm.
And also two standard Japanese maples.
Now, they're the ones with, like, the red leaves, are they?
Yeah, they're a stunning, beautiful plant.
Mm.
So they're a Macabre Yusuba. And we don't even think many of the other nurseries in Ballarat would have these. So they're going to certainly stand out in someone's garden.
Yeah, well, if someone starts planting over the next couple of days, like you were saying off air, a new hedge and some Japanese maples, maybe that's where it all came from.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, what a shock to turn up to work and see that people have taken stuff and cut holes in your fence.
That's the disappointing part. We've worked, come in this morning, and all of a sudden you can see a big hole in the fence, and now we know that there's going to be so much time going into sorting this out.
Yeah, like insurance. Now, you guys have also gone to the police, haven't you?
We have been to speaking to the police this morning, yeah.
And is it true you've got video footage that you'll be going through?
Yes.
So hopefully soon you might have an idea of who did this.
Yes, we hope so.
Mm.
In the process of going through that and with the other local businesses in the area, because it is a real community where we are in Dalrymple.
And the thing is too, someone might have seen something but not known what they were witnessing somewhere overnight. They might have heard a car with the engine running. They might have heard some commotion, some noise, and not know that's what they heard. So we definitely want to put the call out. If you're anywhere near Spots on Pots and Nursery and you heard something overnight, let the police know.
Yeah. And more for us, it's not about the fact that someone's stolen. I mean, that's disappointing. But it's the fact that they think they can do this to local businesses. We're working really hard keeping people in jobs and keeping people involved in the community, and other people think it's their right to take from us.
Yeah, and especially with this COVID-19, so many businesses have been doing it so tough for so long, like you guys, and then this happens. You know, it's not fair that people just think they have the right to take other people's property.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I can understand why you're upset. So if people do know anything, you're quite happy for them to go straight to the police?
Yes.
Yep. And the thing is, people can see, like, your photos on your Facebook page as well, so they can definitely have more insight on what's going on. But you were saying where they cut the hole in the fence was near some beehives.
Yeah. We work with local Hive Mind, which is a social enterprise, and it's just starting. And they've cut in the holes, which now exposes the beehives, which puts greater risk to those being damaged or whatever as well. So there's a lot of work still to be done for us to be ready to walk away tonight.
Yeah, no, I can understand why you're so upset, Carly. So, yeah, if anyone knows anything, please go to the police. Let them know that you might have seen something. It's Spot on Pots and Nursery overnight, because when you left yesterday, it was all good, wasn't it? So it's definitely happened from the time you've knocked off to when you got to work this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Oh, Carly, thank you for chatting to me, and I really do hope you find out who took all your plants.
Thanks, Geordie. We appreciate it.